there seemed to be a couple of probationary nurses that started at the same time as me, whether the same day or the same week. There seemed to be a batch of us, obviously about the same age, that had started at that time. I should think that's what they did, you know, to have that 18 months before you go into training as probationary nurses. Perhaps they didn't take them till they were 16 and a half years old or whatever. But there did seem to be that there were, oh, at least five or six of us that were new all at the same time. So we had to very quickly learn how to fold those awful caps for a start. We had these caps with the butterfly thing. We had to fold them every day, and they were like, they weren't paper, but they were very starchy. And so, you know, we had to pleat them and everything. And then we were taught how to look after the babies. That was our job, baby nurses. And it was wonderful. We did everything for the babies from sort of like 10 minutes old till 10 days old, till they went home. And we taught the mothers how to wash them, to feed them, and do everything for those babies. It was brilliant. And then on the 10th day, we walked them out to the car or to, you know, when they were going home. They weren't allowed to walk them out themselves, just in case one of them dropped one or something like that. So they were our babies. And then that was at first. And then gradually, I think with things evolving in the health service, they started to have an antenatal clinic there at the Mother's Hospital. And we got involved in the antenatal clinic. So we found ourselves taking blood at antenatal clinic. You'd have a long line of women, and there'd be one nurse taking blood pressures and somebody else testing urine and somebody else taking blood. And we used to have these needles with a little bit of tubing on the end that went into a glass tube. And we used to take the blood. And we were, 17 years old, you know, this sort of thing. And then they go on to see the doctor, and, you know, or the booking in for the clinics. And it was quite funny, because then when I started my nurse training, all of a sudden, you know, there's no way that at that time nurses did anything like get anywhere near a needle or take blood. I thought, well, I'd been doing that for a couple of years, you know, it was quite funny. And the other thing we used to do is sometimes to stand in on cesareans. I mean, not assist or anything like that. We'd be there in the background, but to take the babies. You know, when the babies were stable, then they would hand them over to us. So we did actually see a couple of cesareans. I mean, right from the word go, we were taught how to bath and feed the babies, and then they were ours. We were each assigned, you know, a baby or two, three babies. Those were our special job, and those babies were ours. So right from the word go, I think we were 16-year-old girls at 16, some were having babies anyhow, you know. So yeah, we were given quite a bit of responsibility. Not an awful lot of training at all. There were things like, you know, health and hygiene, hand washing and things like that. That was about practically the only thing, you know. We learned how to stand up and hold your hands behind your back and say yes and no to the doctor. And we were taught that you don't think for yourself, you get told what to do and that's it. You never sort of like can make any decisions or suggestions. But as far as nurse training, none at all, really. Except for, as I say, when we worked in the antenatal clinic, we were shown how to do things. And we just did them.